And your hands can go back up a little. In the prayer closet when I saw breaking into private worship, you know. You wonder what to say. That you get tired of you saying something over and over. I found out He loves it. I mean, He loves it when you lift your hands, you. We think of corporate anointing, and He thinks of you. Every one of you could be having church independently. It wouldn't bother Him. He loves it when you're communicating your heart with Him, magnifying and glorifying. That you mean He has time for me? Time's all He has. He's loaded with time. You could go back 15 billion trillion light years. When you got there, He'd already been there forever. He could go by a beach at the speed of light, and our whole galaxy is one fleck of sand. And you just is over it. Time is something that terminates had to invent. No such thing. So if you think He doesn't get a fullness out of what time you spend with Him, why do you think we're here? You say, well, what is God's purpose and plan? What do you think we're here for? We're here for ourselves? What does He like to start an ant fire and then abandon it or something? We're here because He wants you. He wants what you could give Him since the time the doctor slapped you and you didn't have any clothes on. Loves it. So don't you lift those hands, and I call them helium hands. Careful when you're driving if they lift off the steering wheel. Come out from worship and your hands float up. Watch it now.
Well, He'll keep me from a wreck.
Maybe He will, but you won't. Come on, Father, I want you to know. Hallelujah. This minute, it's full of you, it's full of me. I mean, all of you, it's right here. Glory. I praise you and magnify. Lift you up and exalt you. Glorify your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Thinking I could aspire to great monumental proportions of faith if I knew what to use it on. They said, why don't you exercise your faith on staying in the prayer closet? Can we talk about another area? You know, can we Can we talk about this here? You might need faith to stay in the prayer closet. What are you? Don't. You're random, aren't you? You're just random. You just do things when you feel like it, right? Just praying is a courtesy. You're going to do what you do anyway, right? Wrong. Hallelujah, Jesus. So again, just lift him up a little. Tell him again. Dios, kudeci. No creen a las cosas. Talking on to the like. Can do it to a school of my ass. Yes. Yes. Yielding. Yielding has a everything to do with what he can do. The matter of yielding is yielding to a revival that he's wanted more than us. So what's this all about? Coming into his presence. What is church? For to those who've been taught as a multitude, there's a walk with me that you're missing. For you are an individual to me, and I am your Father, saith the Lord. For I speak to you not as many, but I'll speak to you as from me to you. Emosi, torekome eskishuma, lahuskidesi. For how could I respect or deem your life higher than another person? I do not. And the reward system isn't even based on him loving one of you more than another. Even the reward is based on not his love for you, but your love for him. And I quit who believes you. Tequala seji. No, Pequa seji. Yes, sir. I saw a material that was so clear that it, not just now, this was going on a week now. But it was big. In fact, it was football-shaped more than anything. I was trying to figure out what it looked like. Thought it made me a big egg of football. What is it? This part I do know. Whatever it was made out of was crystal. Something like crystal. A class A diamond crystals. So sparkly, so clear. Like a piece of jewelry, that's the first thing that struck you about it. And prayer, giving, all these things were kind of just moving into it. It's the good part that somehow they got purified in it, the prayers. Giving got so purified and came out so pure in motive and in action that the results was astronomical. If that big crystal clarity thing I saw has anything to do with the love of God, I am not going to put it down till I get there. You are an eternity to Him. You. The problem is, we're the only one that can stop Him. I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm not going to ride a religious horse the rest of my life and get nothing done. I don't think that I'm going to fail to take this last step. I don't think so. Oh, dear Lord, I like you, Miss. Don't answer. Take you as he. For I like to take my thoughts and make them yours. And when I have an avenue to do so, I'm quick to move that I might communicate information to you that you'll know what I am and who I am. And I know who you are and what you are. For it's my desire for this kind of fellowship with you. He just referred to the basics he used to teach. Consider the fowls of the air. Would you give your child a serpent? Would you? That last part referred to this as your father. There's some truths that's barely been unlocked. Few times and far between did it have to do with my love as your father and what I have freely for you. Hallelujah. I got this old song, I love it. When I wake up in the morning, that's early. While she's getting ready, come on. We worship Him. Is this what you feel like doing when you wake up? Jump in my truck. Man, I don't even need faith anymore to get myself to go. You know? Hallelujah. There's a place of fellowship. I had a pretty good vocabulary, despite what people said. For describing the things I understood by revelation. From fasting, I can take your food away from you in two services. Fasting, confession, meditation, all those things. I never really ran out of vocabulary until I started searching for the words that describe that force he calls love that's been shed on us. And then the tangible substance of it, what it contains, which is no fear. In fact, if you have any, cast it out. Treats it like a devil. Perfect love casts out all fear. Not only there, my peace I give unto you that's not of this world. There's a world that's waiting for you. Just so still. So free. So powerful. These things, my faith isn't excited and up and down. It's very steady and just keeps taking me over. I like it. like the peace. I really love the no fear. See? That's how I like to wake up. Yes. Yes. So sing to us about waking up in the morning, and I will help you. The exhortation in that song. It's come together to this. We've always known that the love of God has been an important ingredient. But it's hard to understand it by precept. I know that He loves me, so do I. God is love, I know that. That's what He said. When He starts talking about what it'll produce. When I saw the clarity of that crystal, boy, was things pure that was coming out of that. The thing is what they accomplished, eh? God was all over it. I just feel a teeny little bit of that right now. I think it's enough if there's the finances been threatening you. Believe me, I'd rather jump up there and teach than right at the moment than I think. But if He is touching with that, this means He's going to get to flow into your finances and fix some things. He bore. He said, do you understand His grace in this area? Though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you through His poverty, substitution of Himself in your poverty, might. And when He said to be rich, He meant the kind that the Word of God affords, which it wouldn't include the money if it didn't include the love that goes with it. Well, as sure as I know He took my sicknesses and pains, I know He took that too. He's not the one holding up His own gospel. Now, if I was back where you are and knew what I know, I'd be the first one up here. But if this is you, why don't you come up here while this is present? And I know all of you, you know, you're hating not giving like you want to and all that kind of thing. I know some of you. But it's not even what it's about. It's about you believing what He's done for you through the avenue of the love of God. That's what it's about. And I've grabbed hold of enough of it where I think I can start this. So I just kind of watch them and like stay by the ones that are melting a little. He's already outlined what He's going to do. I don't need to hear your circumstances or anything there. They're rather, you're everything to Him, but your circumstances are trivial. See, you're going to feel a little different about this turn, this when it begins, you're going to feel different about it. Here's some advice. Walk in it. Walk in the difference. Don't, you know, go on a spending spree or something. Walk in the difference. Walk in it. Whip prayer. Do something. Rejoice. Worship Him 6 or 7 days for being so good. So all I'm going to do is just lay hands on you and impart. I've had to understand this, you know, and receive some of it, but boy, is He quick to want to channel it. See, this grace is a little different. It's not dependent on the circumstances. It's dependent on Him and what He's done. I've had quite the experience this last couple of months. I've been believing for something for some time, then all of a sudden it just started happening overnight. I can't say that I'm not some kind of amazed. I just stand there and keep saying, I was believing for this. I was believing for this. I was believing for that through the lot more prosperous time. I was believing for it when the building was packed. I still couldn't get it done. And it's getting done now.
Oh, you're spending our money?
Not a bit. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, the more I find out about this last key, the more I'm enjoying it. Not like the other keys, that it was more an act of discipline to go on and add fasting and other things to the unlocking of our path to revival. But not this one. I've always admired peace. Had some. I've always admired His love. Had some. I know why the girls get old, man. I don't know that. Yes, sir. For this is that which most in times past attained through tribulation. When there was no way to turn, they learned to trust me, and then did so even in peaceful times. But who I am and what I am is been available the whole time. His absolute peace and grace and love. As a rule, this is in that mind. As a rule, is harder to attain to in great times of prosperity and peace. That my true peace and love is attained to much more during tribulation. And I did not make that this way. You did. For all that I ever am, all that I've said I am, has been made available to you at any time, under any circumstance. In other words, you don't have to wait for tribulation to walk in peace. Well, I'm glad he got in there. You're teaching good. Yes? Back to what I was really enjoying before he came along with his mind. I'm really enjoying that presence. I really, really enjoy the way it causes a day to be spent. What it's done to my faith, especially in the longer times that I'd give myself to something where the flesh would always get weary. I think that's what I'm loving about it the best, is what it does with the mundane things every day consists of. So when you have something that comes and makes the difference like that, something's changing. And what other key can I frame this one on? How many years now have I tried? I tried the first few years to go to the next key and couldn't even find out what it was because there wasn't any. Stops with who he is. And most of the time when he would list the things that would attain to patience and long-suffering, and finally he would get to and add to this the love. You know what's easy here? You know why it's hard to forgive people? Because it's hard, because you don't want to. Most of the time depends to the degree they did you in. Especially sinners. It's hard to forgive somebody when you don't want to. In fact, some people don't. I serve a God that while I'm destroying people, he blesses me. No, you don't. People, are we going somewhere? You don't doubt that for a minute now, do you? I could turn to the scriptures. I'm already there. How many would be satisfied if you went home now? I've had a good time prophesying and teaching between and really exhortations. I've had a good time. I'd hate to teach bad now. All right. I'm not getting anything in particular, so we're going to just start worshiping. And anytime that you need to go, then feel free to go. So, Father, give them times like they've not had before. And bring them back. In Jesus' name. Amen.